this Saturday and Sunday is one of the highlights of the 2019 Tanglewood season. Andres Nelsons leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in Wagner's complete opera De Walküre, split over the course of three performances, each featuring one complete act. The performance is scheduled to coincide with the Tanglewood Learning Institute's Wagner Weekend.
The talented young members of the orchestra are joined by a cast of the world's finest Wagnerian singers. Die Walküre tackles the themes of love, family, sacrifice, betrayal, punishment, and mortality. The concert performance will be sung in German and English subtitles.
Actually, that's great. Now, we are joined by soprano Christine Gerke, who will sing the role of Brunhilde.
That's right.
And bass baritone James Rutherford, who will perform as Wotan?
Wotan.
Wotan. That's a much cooler name. Wotan.
If you've seen your Marvel movies, I'm Odin.
Oh, you're Odin.
I'm Odin.
Yes.
I'm Anthony Hopkins. So, which is quite cool.
That is very cool.
No, Wagner was not the most popular of people, you know, in our society. Many people consider him to be quite a villain, including some of his own relatives. Does any of that rub off on you in your performances?
For me, it doesn't. I mean, you know, the funny thing is, if we take into account the personal traits of any of the artists that we encounter, it becomes really difficult to enjoy what they do. I mean, if you think about some of the Hollywood actors and what they've done, not that there's, you know, anything. I'm not casting aspersions by any means, but if you think about what goes on in their personal lives versus what we go see them do in a movie or we go see them do something on stage, it's something separate. And to me, this music transcends whatever had happened and whatever people feel about Wagner.
Well, you know, I agree with you about the music. The music is brilliant. It's infectious, I think. Sometimes I think, well, never mind what I think. But it's incredible.
We're trying to sell tickets, Alan. Right? Trying to sell tickets.
No. It's incredible music, right?
Yeah.
I think we also have to separate what went on in the 19th century, where Wagner did write various things that wouldn't be perceived as popular now, and then what happened in 1930s and 40s Germany, where a particular gentleman and his group decided to take Wagner on as their hero.
Yes.
That's not Wagner's fault. Yes, in his lifetime he expressed anti-Semitic views, but that wasn't uncommon in Europe at the time. We look back now, and we can't disassociate what happened in the last century with the one that went before, because we only understand the two together. But, you know, when this Die Walküre was written, Wagner, you know, was perceived as a great composer who shared the views.
Well, he was a great composer.
Yeah, who had his views of the time, which have then perhaps been, you know, radically altered over successive generations.
How much, give us a sense of your performance of this work in personally, that these roles are in your canon.
Well, as far as how they relate to us personally.
Well, how often do you do them?
Oh, often.
Yeah.
Often. I don't know about James, but I feel as once we sort of take a step into this repertoire, it definitely becomes part of our wheelhouse. And this is something that I have been training for from the time that I was 25 years old. People were wanting to call me a dramatic soprano then. I was not. But little by little, I was taking baby steps into the repertoire.
What is the difference between a soprano and a dramatic soprano?
Drama. Ask anyone.
How much drama is there around you, Christine?
So much drama. Oh, my God. it comes with something called the Fach system, which is basically a fancy word for which box do you fit into? Is your voice the size that sings something that's very florid and high? Do you sing something that's more lyric? Do you sing something that is what I call Spear and Magic Helmet music, if you've seen Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
I'm a Spear and Magic Helmet girl. And, you know.
Spear and Magic Helmet?
Spear and Magic Helmet. I know, I'm so lovely. you know, when you look at the numbers in the orchestra, I feel like that's a decent way to judge the size of a role. I'm not exactly sure how many we've got here, but, you know, in general, the kind of repertoire that I sing deals with, say, 80 to 110, 120 people in the orchestra. And so you need to be able to have a voice that is the size to be able to carry over that kind of orchestra. Dramatic voices tend to be able to do that.
They're also really long.
They're so long.
You know, we're doing this piece, they're splitting the acts over 2 days and three separate concerts. And each act is literally a concert on its own.
Mm-hmm. So how do you memorize that stuff?
Repetition.
Yeah. Is that what
it
is?
You do it again and again
and
again.
Were you born with a memory?
In other words, no, you develop it. You really? Definitely develop it, yeah. And just learning thousands and thousands of German words.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, you're not even learning it in your...
No, exactly. And it's, I mean, I do speak some German, but it's poetic German as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit like a German coming and starting to do Shakespeare. It's words of its time.
Some of them are made up.
Yeah. So you have to learn it like a parrot, even if you are familiar with German, because you have to get everything that he wrote. And, of course, Wagner wrote the words and the music. So, which not many composers did.
Right. This fascinates me because I'm interested in then how important is the diction of the German to what we hear for that audience that will be listening. Well, I would imagine primarily most are looking at the subtitles and are not German.
For me, it is absolutely crucial. I do work a lot in Germany. I have had the fortune to work in Bayreuth, which is, you know, the mecca of Wagner.
Yeah.
And you have to get the text out there. They have this wonderful orchestra pit that is right underneath the stage, so the acoustic is amazing, and they can hear every single word. And, of course, for the Germans, they understand it.
And did they come up to you afterwards and evaluate your performance?
Yes, they start speaking very quickly in German to me, presuming because my German pronunciation is not
terrific.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, that'll teach you.
Yeah. So I have spent more time learning the pronunciation than getting beyond going to a restaurant.
Did you have a German tutor?
Yes, I would sit and listen to many, many recordings. Mm-hmm. I did have tutors at college, but I listened to other great, great singers. I'm just of enough of a musician to know when they're getting it wrong, which they do occasionally. But just you surround yourself, as Christine will know, that you surround yourself with this music for years, mm-hmm. and it's drip, drip, drip. I've been doing this particular repertoire for about 10 years now. I have a mortgage for another 20 years, so I will still be doing it for that. And you know it's going to get better. And the music is so incredible that you know you're going to grow. So my other main role is this Hans Sachs in Meistersingers, which is another 5-hour opera. I sing just my part alone, is 2.5 hours long. It has more words than Hamlet. And I know that I first sang it when I was about 37, and I still hope to sing it when I'm in my 60s, and he will be a completely different person on stage. But that, it will just grow over mm-hmm. the years. And there aren't many roles, you know, you can't sing Susanna in Marriage of Figaro, the pert little creature, when you're 25 and when you're 55. It just doesn't work like that. But these roles, you can just grow and grow and grow. Thank goodness, because I need to work.
Yeah. Mm. So how does this idea of doing it over 3 nights, is that the perfect way of doing this, Wagner opera?
No, or? I don't think so, but I think for a festival context, it's fantastic.
It's fine, but you wouldn't mind doing the full hours or whatever it is.
It's what we normally do. So
yeah.
There are places that do, Bayreuth, for example, does do long intervals between the acts, but normally it's, in a wet February in Düsseldorf, then you'll just whiz through it with 25-minute intervals, and the highly knowledgeable public who are so familiar with this stuff.
Mm. Well, we play the Met Opera during their season, and sometimes they come on at 12 and they run through like 6:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes over your entire I'm not complaining. Maybe a little bit, but. that's a lot.
You've never binge watched a box set of a DVD series then? You didn't sit down and watch Breaking Bad all in one go like I did. I think people always say that we don't have long attention spans. I think we do. I think this generation now are going to be able to cope with these hours-long thing, watching a story develop.
Well, but also this is something that you were about to touch on, but something else about this kind of composition. It is something that is called through composed. This is not something like Italian opera where here's the sense of the story. I'm going to repeat this now for the next 5 minutes. Every sentence, it's like watching a movie set to a spectacular score. There is a through story. No one is repeating anyone. It's a constant conversation. There's constant drama happening. So it is a bit like watching a box set or binge watching something, because the story does not stop from the downbeat until the end of the piece.
So let me ask you guys, we had the amazing Tony Fogg here earlier, you know, who really just is so exciting the way he can do what he does. Is there an inside sort of club among the Wagnerian performers and orchestras? And is there a go-to person who finds you?
Well, the inside club, that would be where we go for beer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, I mean, they're on
catered beautifully.
They're on
Roman Garden and all
right.
That.
I made a decision, and I think Christine's not dissimilar. We both started. I did Mozart and Baroque music, and the voice was getting bigger and bigger. And we also, not only artistically but business-wise, you have to earn a living. You see gaps. There are not many people who do the roles that we do. You know, I could reel you off quite comfortably the five or six guys that do my role
at
the highest level around the world.
That's interesting.
There is always room for more, and in sort of maybe a B house level, there'll be a brilliant person on their way up, and maybe some on the way back down too. But it is kind of
here's
a small club. You know, I have worked, I have met or worked with every member of this cast, and I'm British, work mostly in continental Europe. But it is such a small world that even if you don't know them personally, you know the
names of everybody.
You can sit over dinner and talk about everybody else, because it's a small
club. Not that
club.
We do that, because we wouldn't.
But in a kind, collegial, building up.
Back to the drama.
That's exactly what I meant. Hashtag
Although,
drama.
Although I will say, in the German repertoire, you have these people that are regular. Most of us are all family people here. We're regular, solid people with...
really no drama, actually.
But with people who have quite a lot of talent. Whereas, let me tell you a story. I'm taking up too much time. But right. I was in Berlin. I was doing a German opera.
And you're going into James Burton's time. And that's all right. So you have to deal with him, but that's all right. Go ahead.
He won't mind. I've known Jamie for years. he does look more dapper than I do, but there you go. So I was crossing a road to go to a CD shop. Those are the days. And the lady who was playing Tosca, an Eastern European lady, was coming the other way. I was on my own, dressed like I am now, in T-shirt and shorts, looking like anybody else. This lady had her fur on, late June.
Like you do.
She had her entourage with her.
Like you do.
And it just... Because the Puccini opera, of course, is 2 hours, if you're lucky. I was doing a five-hour thing.
Yeah.
And you just think, okay, that's the difference. She can have all these extras, because she doesn't give her entire all and soul to the show that she's doing, because she just sings wham bam thank you ma'am and she's off. So there you go.
That's the literal translation.
Well, that's lovely.
Yes,
you did say this was live, didn't you?
With German subtitles. Act one of Wagner's Die Walküre is being performed on Saturday night, act two on Sunday afternoon, and act three on Sunday evening. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. For more information, you can visit tanglewood.org. Christine Gerke and James Rutherford, what a pleasure to have you both before us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A great honor. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable. Coming up next, James Burton on WAMC.